Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 15, verses 5 through 15.
今日读嘅经文系嚟自《使徒行传》嘅15章第5至到15节。
We will first read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋用启英嘅方式读出，先读英文，又再读中文。
Acts chapter 15, verse 5. But some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said, "It is necessary to circumcise them and to order them to keep the law of Moses."
The apostles and the elders were gathered together to consider this matter.
And after there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "Brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe.
And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as He did to us.
And He made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith.
Now therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear?
But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will."
And all the assembly fell silent, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul as they related what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles.
After they finished speaking, James replied, "Brothers, listen to me. Let's read verse 15 together. "And with this the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written."
第五節，唯有幾個信徒是法利賽教門的人起來說，必須給外邦人行割禮，吩咐他們遵守摩西的律法。
辯論已經多了，彼得就起來說：諸位弟兄，你們知道神早已在你們中間揀選了我，叫外邦人從我口中得聽福音之道，並且相信。
這人心的神也為他們作了見證，賜聖靈給他們，正如給我們一樣。
又藉著信潔淨了他們的心，並不分他們我們。
我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩，和他们一样，这是我们所信的。众人都默默无声，听巴拿巴和保罗说些什，藉他们在我本人心。他们住了声，雅各就说：诸位弟兄，请听我的话。
管顾外邦人，从他们中间选取百姓归职。我哋一齐读，众先知的话也与这意思相合。God
bless the readers and hearers of His word.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢话语嘅人。Today's
message by Reverend Thomas Mack, Forget Not.
麦牧师今日传讲信息嘅题目系不可忘记。儿童可以下边有儿童崇拜。Children
may be dismissed for children's worship.
Good morning, everyone.
多谢主俾我哋今日有呢个机会嚟到呢度听神嘅福音。We
thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity to listen to His word.
让神嘅话语常常系紧记于喺我哋嘅心。May
God's word be always abiding in our hearts.
让我哋嘅心能够得到喂养。That
our hearts will be nurtured.
同埋咧，教会能够得到建立。
And the church would be built up. Let us pray.
天父，你知道我哋嘅心。
Heavenly Father, you know our hearts. You know what we are thinking. You know what we need. You know that we need you to be dwelling within us. Constantly reminding us to come before you to receive your grace. Lord, may you speak to each and every one of us today. I pray all these in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
在美國和加拿大邊境的尼亞拉加瀑布呢，有幾多人去過啊？
How many of you have gone to Niagara Falls?
Wow, 我差不多很多人都去過了。
Quite a few of you.
去過的人呢，我們都感受到這個瀑布是多麼宏偉，多麼偉大。
Those of you who have been there would agree that the falls is so majestic.
我每次去到呢，我都會停下來呢， 我希望將這個圖畫捉住在我的心裡面。
Every time I go there, I want to stop and try to capture this beautiful sight in my heart.
我今年暑假呢，我去了加拿大參加婚禮。
So this summer, I went to Canada for a wedding.
我很興奮，我要回去再看看。
So I was so excited that I could go back to the falls.
特別呢，我要再坐船去到個瀑布下邊呢，去感受下嗰啲瀑布嘅威力。
So I also wanted to take a boat ride to be behind the falls.
但係同我一齊去嗰三個teenager嘅侄女啦，佢哋諗就唔係咁諗啦。
But my three teenage nieces thought otherwise.
啊，佢哋匿埋一邊。
They were just hiding in a corner.
啊，佢話好熱啊，幾時完啊？
It's so hot here. When is this going to be over?
啊，佢哋都俾呢個好雄壯嘅瀑布去環繞住佢哋。
They, like me, were surrounded by this majestic falls.
但佢哋好似都唔感覺得到。
But they didn't seem to appreciate it.
佢哋係感覺到而家好熱啊，我好悶啊。
All they were thinking of was they were very hot and very bored.
每一樣美麗嘅雄壯或者好深有感動嗰時刻咧，都係神咧特別精心嘅設計，去反映佢自己。
Those things that we feel to be majestic and beautiful were all designed by God.
神就用呢啲嘢去反映佢自己嘅美麗，嗰個雄壯同埋嘅慈愛。
God used all these to reflect His beauty, His majesty.
但我哋成日都冇咁樣去睇到。
But often we miss that.
就係知道我哋嘅心眼盲咗同麻木。
That our hearts and our eyes were blinded and desensitized.
喺我哋，我常常成日都會話為我哋嗰啲美好嘅嘢啊，譬如健康啊，我哋嘅家庭去感謝神。
I often said that we should thank the Lord for all the beautiful things like our health and our families.
但我哋成日都會忘記去感謝嗰一切嗰個創造主。
But we often forget to thank the God who created all these.
好似我哋今日嚟到睇到呢個主嘅時候，我哋去打喊路。
So when we are at His presence, we start yawning.
神啊，幾時完啊？
Lord, when is this going to be over?
喺我哋今日呢段經文啦，今日嘅十五章啦，我哋講到巴拿巴同保羅咧，第一次佢旅程完咗翻嚟嘅時候。
This scripture today talks about Paul and Barnabas after their first missionary journey. They came back.
佢第一次咧，佢旅程咧，佢去到今日嘅土耳其嘅地方，即係加拉太嘅嗰個地區啊，有四特別講到四個嘅城市。
And their first journey took them to what is today Turkey. In that days, called Galatia, and they went to four different cities.
啊，雖然佢喺嗰度，雖然又佢受到好多猶太人嘅逼迫。
Though they were persecuted by many Jews.
但是那裡也有很多外邦人,即是不是猶太人那些人,信了主。
But at the same time, many Gentiles believed in Christ.
這裡來到一個關鍵點了。
So now there is this pivotal point.
啊,這段經我們看到就是當初猶太裔的使徒在猶太的地方來開始教會。
So in the book of Acts, we saw that it started out with Jews in their land.
然後呢,漸漸一路講下去的時候,有很多非猶太人的外邦人信了主。
And as the scripture progresses, you see that many Gentiles also became believers.
有跟先是撒瑪利亞人,然後有非洲那個泰監。
For example, the Samaritans as well as the official.
以至到有個羅馬軍官跟住有安提亞人。
And also people from Antioch as well as this Roman official.
這些人雖然他不是猶太人,
even though these people were not of the Jewish descent,
但是他們對猶太人的傳統、宗教的禮儀都很熟悉的敬畏神的人。
But they were familiar with the Jewish traditions.
但今次出去,今次面對信主的人,完全他不認識猶太教,舊約講的摩西的律法。
These Gentiles did not know the Mosaic law.
亦都是未受過割禮的外族人。
Nor had they ever been circumcised.
好啦,現在教會都開始有這麼多,有猶太人,有外邦人,就聚在一起了。
So the early church now had Jews as well as Gentiles.
於是有人起來反對他說了。
So there were people who were standing up to oppose.
如果那些外邦人不按照摩西的規條就割禮,就不能夠得救的。
So these people were saying that if these Gentiles had not been circumcised, that means they weren't saved.
要得救先要去守猶太人的律法。
In order to be saved, you must first obey the Mosaic laws.
先要去受割禮,先要是一个猶太人。
That you must be circumcised and to be a Jew.
保罗和巴拿巴和他们有很大的辩论。
So Paul and Barnabas had a bit of a debate.
到最後他們一起去耶路撒冷見那些長老和司徒。
So at the end they went to Jerusalem to see the elders and the apostles.
由當時教會的領袖開一個大會來決定這件事情。
And all the church leaders had a meeting to try to decide on this.
但這件事情不是只是在當時發生一些宗教的糾紛。
But this particular incident was not just the division among different opinions.
也是我們今天基督徒,我們很關鍵的信仰。
But this is a very pivotal point of our Christian belief.
關乎說,我一個人,我們怎樣才可以得救呢?
It's about how one can be saved.
究竟耶穌基督的救族有什麼特別呢?為什麼要信耶穌呢?
What is so unique about Christ's salvation? Why do we need to believe in Him?
猶太人他很嚴謹去守這個摩西五經。
The Jews were very, very pious in obeying the Mosaic laws.
他很守那些禮儀的潔淨啊。
They practiced all these laws about being pure.
去守割禮啊,守足了,希望這樣做足,他們能夠得救。
Examples were to be circumcised, and they felt that if they followed all these laws, they would be clean.
好像我們很多中國人,他們很虔誠去拜佛,做足債拖15,他希望這樣能夠得救。
And just like many Chinese who would follow different kinds of ritual, and thinking that They will be saved because of what they've done.
他似乎在这里说话, 我这么好的人, 什么都还提的人, 我一定上天堂的了。
So they presuppose that a good person such as this would be sure to go up to heaven.
但今天这个大会的辩论就停听了那些被忘记了福音的本质。
And but the meeting with the church leaders were to talk about what they had forgotten about their belief.
第七到第十一节的彼得就起来就讲说话了，他就说呢，其实呢个福音是百分之一百是神主权的工作。
And from verses 7 on, they were talking about what God's authorities were.
他讲到第一，他忘记讲什么，神是拣选了彼得去向外邦人传这个福音。
What they had forgotten was that God had chosen Paul to preach to the Gentiles.
特别是讲到哥尼流信主那件事。
Especially about when Cornelius became a believer.
在第十章那时，彼得他看到神给他的异象。
In chapter 10, Peter saw what God had given him as a vision.
他说神了洁净的，你不可以当作是俗物。
That what God had purified, you cannot look at it as something unclean.
就算外邦人就是他们都是洁净的，你不可以当他们不洁净的，是神已经洁净了他们了。
God had also cleansed the Gentiles, so don't treat them as if they weren't.
是神是定义要去给外邦人听到这个耶稣的福音。
It is God's will for the Gentiles to also hear the gospel.
福音不单只是定是给犹太人的。
Gospel is not just for the Jews.
救恩虽然是先从犹太人开始。
Even though salvation began with the Jews.
神拣选了亚伯拉罕，并且用一个行割礼来做这个记号。
And God had chosen Abraham and used circumcision as a sign.
但是跟着下来的时候，你看到救了很多的先知，正如第十五至到十八节那里都讲话。 这个福音都是传给万民的。
But then the Bible is filled with the gospel being preached to the Gentile, including the prophets.
第二，他忘记了什么？外邦人其实他们很清楚，他们领受了这个圣灵。
And they also affirmed that many Gentiles had received the Holy Spirit.
外邦人都好像犹太人的信徒那样，同样去领悟到这个福音。
The Gentile believers are just like the Jewish believers, that they too understood the gospel.
他同样的去经历到神的同在。
They too experience the presence of God.
他同样的，他的心能够得到洁净，得到改变。
They too had a cleansed heart and transformation.
这些是在他们未行割礼之前。
This was before they were the Gentiles were circumcised.
圣灵已经改变和洁净他们。
The Holy Spirit had already transformed them and cleansed them.
所以人的得救不是因为行割礼或者守律法而有的。
So that salvation is not because you had been circumcised or that you had obeyed some laws.
每个人的得救都是完全因为神的恩典。
Everybody's salvation is because of God's grace.
跟住佢第三句讲话，你其实佢忘记咗乜犹太人，无论系佢之前犹太人或者而家嘅犹太人，佢哋自己都冇咁嘅能力去活出去守摩西嘅律法嘅要求。
And the Jews also forgot that whether it be Jews or Gentiles, there is no way that they could totally obey the Mosaic law.
无论那些犹太人是以前的，他们的祖宗或者他们现在的，他们自己都没办法遵守到。
The Jews, whether it be their ancestors or themselves, could not possibly obey every single point in the law.
为什么你现在要求其他的信徒 来付这个轭呢？
So why did they now ask other believers to take up that yoke?
摩西的律法，我们知道有三部分。
We know that there are three parts to the Mosaic laws.
第一部分就是讲文字的 civil law， 是用来只是管理以色列这个国家用的。
The first is the civil laws, which is really basically govern the society.
第二就是讲礼仪的洁净的律法。
The second is the ceremonial law about cleanliness.
是要来预备和叫人来警醒，是来听近神。
So that they would be prepared to listen to God.
第三句讲个律法是讲道德上的律法。
And the third part is the moral law.
好像记载在十诫里面的总结一样。
Just like what is summarized in the Ten Commandments.
但法利赛人不单止去走晒呢啲律法。
The Pharisees not only obeyed all these laws.
佢为咗能够走得到呢律法咧，佢另外再加好多嘅细节。
And in order for them to obey these laws, they also added many trivial stuff.
喺神咗俾嘅律法之外，佢加咗好多嘅传统啊，好叫佢哋咧确保佢哋唔会去犯法。
And so in addition to the Mosaic law, they've added many traditional laws.
在神的恩典以外，再加了很多的条件。
In addition, beyond what God's grace is, they also added many, many stipulations.
法利赛人就因为很自豪啊，他们能够这样做到。
The Pharisees were very proud about that.
但是总之他就指责那些做不到的人。
So they rebuke those who cannot obey these laws.
所以他指责耶稣为什么要安息日去医病。
They rebuked Jesus when he healed on Sabbath.
也都包括现在他去指责那些接近去行就不就国礼的外邦人。
Including in this chapter when they rebukedthe Gentiles who had not been circumcised.
但他们自己忘记了罪人并没有这样的能力去守这个律法和负这个轭。
But they themselves had forgotten that as sinners, there's no way that they can fully obey the laws.
这个轭是有几咁的沉重。
And this particular yoke is very heavy.
保罗自己都说了其实没有人能够做得够好。
And Paul says so himself that no one can obey the law.
应该做，他自己说他应该做的，他又没有做到。
What you should have done, you didn't do.
他说他不应该做过恶，他反而去做了。
What you shouldn't have done, those evil things you've done.
他感受到他身上带着很多的罪疚，很多的羞耻。
And Paul felt that there were much shame and much guilt.
他说保罗在罗马书第七章说我真自苦啊。
And Paul in Romans chapter 7 said that, Oh Lord, I am so heavily burdened.
如果我真是守晒律法的，我没可能，我真是苦啊。
Lord,If you ask me to 100% obey the laws, there is no way that I can do it.
圣经讲嘅啫，律法啊，无论礼仪嘅或者道德上嘅，都唔系话去叫人去努力去遵守，以致佢去得救。
So the Bible never tells us that no matter how that you need to work hard to obey the ceremonial or moral law in order to be saved.
律法唔系咁样样嘅。
That is not what is meant by the laws.
律法是去叫人知道自己有罪。
The law is there to let you know that you are sinners.
知道这个罪的后果是几咁的严重。
To let you know the serious consequences of sin.
你知道我要快快的来到这个神面前去得到怜悯和帮助。
So that you can quickly go before the Lord and ask for his help.
律法本身不可以改变一个人的心。
The law by themselves cannot change a person's heart.
只有藉着神圣灵在心里头的工作。
It is purely by the work of the Holy Spirit within you.
之后神的儿子耶稣是一个完全的义人，因为他一生很完全的守神的律法。
It's only through Jesus Christ, who while on earth was a totally 100% righteous person.
他更加在十字架的，他承受我们应该受的刑罚。
And he bore the penalties of our sin on the cross.
为我们的罪能够买赎了这个赦罪的恩典。
So that he atoned for our sins.
耶稣一次过在十字架的成全了，在礼仪律法上了一切的要求。
And once and for all, on the cross, Jesus fulfilled all the requirements of the laws.
所以我们现在不用再去藉着这个献祭，藉着行割礼，或者很多规条来亲近这个圣洁的神。
So that nowadays we no longer need the sacrifices or the circumcisions in order for us to be saved.
我们所有去信主的人在耶稣基督里面。
All of us who are believers are in Christ.
我们要记得，我们不单止我们没受到我们应该得到的惩罚。
Not only did we not receive the punishment that we so deserve.
神反而将我们没有功劳，赚不到那个公义，给了我们。
God had instead given us the righteousness that no matter what merit we have, how hard we try, we could never achieve. It is because of Christ's righteousness and his brokenness that we are accepted into the family of God. That we now can become the children of God. So as children of God, we can now rest in God. And originally we were not the people of God's covenant. That we deserved punishment because we're sinners. But today we were not saved because we do good works. It is because God, through Christ, unconditionally loves us.
因此我不用怕有更坏的罪，更大的人去将我从耶稣基督的手里面去夺走。
So that I no longer fear that I be snatched away from Christ by somebody else.
以致到我们的心灵去得到安息。
So that our hearts can truly rest. So that we have the courage to face the challenges of life. We know that God would never forsake us. So this gospel had repeatedly been talked about throughout. But have we looked and not seen? Have we heard and not listened? So every time we see this picture, we need to stop and capture that totally in our hearts. Because if we forget that we are saved totally because of God's grace, our hearts would quickly be replaced by things that had substituted for God.
就是我们整个的旧约都很诚实地记载了神怎样去忘记了神，人怎样去忘记了神。
And the entire Old Testament had truly recorded many facts that how people, how men had forgotten God.
在神用大能的手拯救以色列人出了埃及之后,
from God's rescuing hand of the Israelites' exodus from Egypt,
人忘记了神,
the Israelites forgot God and they replaced him with a golden calf.
当以色列人要面对哥利亚的时候,
and when the Israelites had to face Goliath,
他们个个怕得要命,
they were so afraid that they were all trying to hide.
他们都忘记了神的恩典,
they totally forgot God's grace.
知道这些一切都不是靠出，是因为他自己有能力, 是完全神他的同在曾给我们的能力。
So their strength was not based upon their own, but it was really from God's strength.
当我们忘记了神的恩典的时候，我总会觉得这个神是要求很严厉。
So when we forget about God's grace, we often find that God's requirements are harsh.
他好像一个随时要来偷我牌的警察一样。
He's just like a policeman who could show up any time and give me a ticket.
好像要随时要来批评我做事的法官一样。
Or he could be a judge who can just criticize what I do.
好像随时来拿走我的自由的暴君一样。
Or a anarchist who can just take away my liberty at any time.
我要常常要去讨好这个神。
That I always have to please this God.
我们不会喜欢这个爱这个神，是吗？
We would not love a God like that.
我经常以为这个神是要我们要得到好生活，要得到自由的障碍。
We often feel that God is an obstacle to our good life and to our liberty.
我们的心不会有喜乐，不会有感谢。
And so we would not be filled with thanksgiving or joy.
为了要讨好这个神的时候,
so in order to appease such a God,
我们要存着一个战战兢兢的心去顺服。
We often have to come before him with fear and trembling.
但是又不能够确定, 神会不会真的会接纳我。
But such a God, you can never be assured whether he would accept you.
他的心里头有很多的不满，很多的埋怨苦毒。
So you often have a lot of complaining and a lot of discontent.
但为什么神没给我应该entitled得到的好生活呢？
So why doesn't God grant me the good life that I am entitled?
当一些不如意事发生的时候,
so when bad things happen,
其实事实上是真的很多，我周围很多不如意的事情在发生着。
Indeed, there are many, many bad things that can happen.
我们心里头忘记了神的时候，我们很容易就会被这些东西去压碎了。
So when we forget God, we can easily be crushed by all these.
我们不知道怎样去面对。
We don't know how to face it.
于是又埋怨神去离开神。
So only thing we do would be to complain and to leave God.
就在这个时候，很多其他的东西慢慢来占据了我们的心。
It is during these times other things would come in and take over our hearts.
去俘虏了和抓住我们的心。
To capture us and hold on to our hearts.
代替了神,
and they take over, they substitute.
在这样的时候，我们不会继续停留在神所设定给我们的界限。
And so during these times, you would then not stay within the boundary that God has set for us.
我们要反叛来代替我们去信服神。
And so rebellion would replace obedience.
我们不会再听这个神对我指指画画。
We would no longer listen and obey God.
违反律法其实是先由破罪的关系开始。
So to disobey the laws start with broken relationship.
人嗰个罪嘅问题系先系我哋嘅心里头嘅敬拜嘅问题。
So the problem of sin is a problem of our worshipful heart.
从我哋去开始忘记咗神嘅恩典开始。
It starts when we forget the grace of God.
如果既然系神嘅恩典嘅时候，我要唔要守律法咧？
So then, if I have God's grace, do I need to obey the law?
就系呢一个系神嘅恩典嘅时候。
It is exactly because it is God's grace.
我哋更加会怀着一个感恩嘅心。
That we will be so filled with a thanksgiving heart.
靠住圣灵嘅帮助，去遵守圣经所吩咐俾我哋。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit, that we will want to obey what the Bible says.
我哋守律法，唔系话为咗要去赚取呢个救恩。
So we obey the laws not so that we can earn the salvation.
我哋守律法系为咗要我哋成长成为圣洁，即系好似耶稣咁嘅样。
We obey the law because we want to mature and we want to be sanctified.
但如果我哋忘记神，我哋唔会对教会嘅侍奉有任何嘅委身。
And if we forget about God and God's grace, the church ministry would be affected.
我哋好多基督徒都有意无意咧，将个信仰。 成为他们追寻美国梦的一部分。
Many Christians, whether consciously or subconsciously, would connect their belief with their pursuit of the American dreams.
今日文化定系俾我哋有成功嘅好生活嘅一个定义。
So the culture today defines what a good life is.
你试下呢个人几事业几成功。
Look at this person. He's got such a successful career.
佢食几好嘅嘢，几好享受。
He could eat all these gourmet stuff.
超豪华嘅度假。
Have such luxurious vacations.
我哋人会花好多个精力去想去得到呢啲嘢，同埋保持呢啲嘢。
So we spend a lot of energies to try to obtain and maintain these kind of things.
我哋冇谂过要投资喺神嘅永恒嘅国度里面，投身喺教会嘅侍奉里面。
But we forget to invest in God's kingdom, to invest in serving the Lord in His church.
唔会啊。 實在太忙了。
Oh, I'm too busy. I can't afford to do that.
但彼得在第七節提醒我們。
But Peter in verse 7 reminds us
侍奉是神給我們的呼召。
That to serve is a calling of God.
正簡短和呼召每一個的信徒。
And God chooses and calls each believer
去成为人去得到这个恩典的器皿
to become a vessel of someone else's receiving the grace.
就摆我们在这个教会和其他的弟兄姊妹一起的时候。
So when God places here in this church to be together with other brothers and sisters,
是有它更高的目的。
There is a more transcendent purpose.
一个重要的member。
And through each important member of the church,
我们每一个人都是曾经针节计的，为了要去反映耶稣基督的荣美。
Each member has been designed by God to reflect the beauty of Christ.
我们每一个人的侍奉，都应该有一个侍奉的心态。
Each of our service and our hearts of service
为了要在我们旁边的人能够得到耶稣的恩典。
Is so that the people around us would be able to receive Christ's grace.
当我们的心被神的荣耀所捉住的时候。
So when our hearts are captured by God's glory,
神的工作，神的恩典和神的国度会带动我们生活的方向。
God's work, grace, and kingdom will lead us to him.
啊, 我们看礼拜日每个礼拜日唔单止系嚟要嚟到嗰个教堂，只不过礼拜日每一个礼拜要嚟到嗰个地方。
So the church is not just a place that you come every Sunday.
啊，我哋唔需要教会安排我哋嘅 schedule， 我哋嘅行程。
We don't need the church to arrange our schedule.
当我哋嘅心俾神嘅荣耀捉着嘅时候，我哋嗰个侍奉好自然嘅。
When our hearts have been captured by the glory of God, we would very naturally be serving Him. God's grace let us know that our life no longer belongs to us. It belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的生命,
our life, our status, our security are all from God, Christ's gospel.
我们不需要再惧怕人知道我们任何的缺点。
We no longer fear to expose our weaknesses.
因为我们知道没有一样的罪不是已经被耶稣基督的宝血遮盖。
That we know that our sins have been covered by Christ's sacrifice.
虽然我们在成圣的路上会跌倒。
Even though we might stumble on the road of sanctification,
神会去管教和去纠正,
but God would discipline us and He will correct us.
神会来去扶持和去安慰,
He will support and comfort us.
我们不需要去渴求人家对比我们的称赞,
we don't need to desire other people's accolades
或者人家对我的赞同approval,
or their approval.
当我们能够这样去拥有福音的大能将我们从注目在自己拿开的时候,
and because of this power of the gospel, we can remove our focus on ourselves.
我们的生命不再是集中在自己的时候,
that our lives are not just centered in ourselves.
我们会有更多的时候去侍奉神。
We will have more time to serve the Lord.
其实很多时候我们的侍奉不是一个时间的问题。
A lot of times our serving is not just a question of time.
很多侍奉不是说我和其他人相处有问题的问题。 Not a problem with people problem.
And our ministry is not based on just people problem.
而是我们对神 那个心的问题,
it is how we face God within our hearts.
啊, 当我能够这样去将自己释放的时候, 我们看到同人分享是多么的福音,
so when we are liberated this way, we will find it very exciting to share the gospel with others.
啊, 我们可以再凭信心的去多走几里路。
And through faith, we can walk quite a few extra miles.
很快会唱这首歌了,万福断头。
And we will be singing this hymn.
但我和大家分享一个故事。
But I want, the hymn we'll be singing will be Come Thou Fount. But before that, I'd like to share this story with you.
啊, 我有一个在这里出生的侄子。
I have a nephew who was born here.
啊, 他最近回到香港, 又去到他爷爷的墓地。
Recently he went back to Hong Kong and he was visiting his grandfather's gravesite.
他说他在这里, 他祈祷, 他感谢神。
He prayed there and he thanked God.
啊, 如果他说, 如果不是爷爷当日挣扎,无生命的离开大陆,
he thanked God because if not for his grandfather's courage to leave his homeland,
如果不是他爸爸, 去挣扎去付一个代价去移民来美国的时候,
and if not for his own father's struggles to leave his homeland and come here,
他今日不会在美国,
he wouldn't have been in the United States today.
真的，我们每一个在美国出世的朋友呢, 无论你是中国人或者其他族裔的人,
indeed, those who were born here in the United States, regardless of your race,
你有没有真的这样想过呢?
Have you ever thought that?
能够在美国不是偶然的,
that the fact you're here in the United States was not happenstance.
是你上一代, 祖父的代价,
it was a price paid by your ancestors.
同样我们能够今天在耶稣基督的里面成为神的儿女,
the same goes for us now today, we are children of God.
也都不是偶然,
was not something random.
乃是耶稣基督在十字架上去付了这个沉重的代价,
it is because Christ had paid this heavy, heavy price on the cross.
所以我们不要忘记主的恩典,
so let us not forget the Lord's grace.
求主常常提醒我们,这样能够重拾这个爱心,
I pray that God would constantly remind us to have this love in our hearts.
我们一起起立,我们唱这首的诗歌,
and let us sing this hymn together. Let us pray.
我们多谢主,你的慈爱永远都不会改变。
Lord, we thank you because your love endures forever.
当我们的心去流荡的时候,
when our hearts start to wander,
当我们好像羊迷失路的时候,
when we like lost sheep had lost our ways,
你竟然来寻找我们,
you come and look for us. You pay this heavy price so that we can come back to you. Lord, help us not to forget. It's not from our own merits that we can deserve your grace. It is you who so abundantly have gifted to us. Lord, may you continue to strengthen our faith in you. Give us a joyful heart to share the gospels to those around us.
带着他喜乐的心, 要在主里面, 在一个教会里面的一同去侍奉,
with a joyful heart that we together serve you in the church.
我们这样祈祷,
we pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 大家请坐,
please be seated.